Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to break from football right now because of the fact that there's a huge basketball game going on this evening. The NCAA Division I championship, UConn defending national champions going up against Purdue. And I said at the beginning of the tournament, I thought that UConn was 10 to 15 points better than everybody. So far they've been with a big second half against Alabama. Tonight's going to be a really tough game. We called in an expert to help us break this game down, head coach at Coral Springs, somebody who's won championships, been around high-level basketball, Coach Devin Barta. And Coach Barta's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. This is it. This is the final game of the year, and certainly what is shaped into probably, on the surface, one of the best matchups we've had.
Yeah, Larry, I appreciate you having me on. Don't know if I'd call myself a college basketball expert, but definitely do enjoy watching the games and know these two teams pretty well. I like you, before the tournament, liked UConn to go all the way. Not so sure I figured they'd continue this run of complete dominance all the way to the final, but I do think they'll get it done tonight, and I think it'll be a great game.
It's going to be one of those games, obviously, that's going to be under the basket. I mean, both teams have superior big men, guys who not only play offense but also play defense. And what happened in the Alabama game is what everybody thought. Alabama had to make 15 three-pointers to stay around in the game. They kind of wilted in the closing 4 or 5 minutes of the game because they ran out of gas. What do you see tonight? I mean, because obviously UConn is a disciplined team. They're a really good defensive team. They held an Alabama team that was averaging 89 points a game, down way below their average. What is it going to take for Purdue to win this game?
You know, you said it, I think right on the head that both teams do play through the big man. I do love the way Danny Hurley has coached this UConn team. I think for Purdue, you know, I think all the focus is going to be on their big man, Zach Edey. He's averaging, 24 points a game or so, 12 rebounds. I mean, he's terrific, player of the year, the whole nine. But I really think, similar to the Alabama game, I think their role players are going to have to hit three-pointers and have to take open shots. I think last year when they got beat in the first round, they got sped up and teams were doubling and trickling down on Edie and challenging these guys to make outside shots, and they didn't. This year, Purdue has done a much better job playing off of Edie and getting those role players wide open shots.
Yeah,
I think if they can do that tonight and hit some, they give themselves an opportunity.
No doubt. Head coach Devin Barta from Coral Springs breaking down tonight's NCAA championship. The thing is, and if you watch UConn this year, when they faced bigger teams, they moved their center Klingon out around around the top of the key, which kind of like hurt the opposing teams because of the fact that you're almost forcing them to take one of their bigs to come out and maybe even cover because of the fact that if they go outside and use Klingon, because he could shoot as well. He's a perimeter guy. So that, to me, I look for Danny Hurley to try to put the pressure on Edie. I mean, any way you can, because let's face it. I mean, Purdue's got a nice team, but Edie's the centerpiece. And, you know, being as big as he is, and the one thing, too, is when he's – now, obviously, the other day he was matched against a big center, a bulky center, but not a tall center. Now he's correct. Got some men to go against. How does he stay out of foul trouble?
I think you just hit it on the head. I think he's a load down there on offense, but – if I'm UConn and I'm Danny Hurley, and I'm sure Danny Hurley's studied this extensively, I'm pulling Edie away from the basket with Klingon.
I'm putting Edie
in a bunch of pick and roll stuff. I'm running a lot of handoffs with Klingon, and I'm trying to force Edie out of the paint. I'm trying to make him guard in space because that's not where his strength is. His strength is near the hoop. On the other side, just like you mentioned, forcing him away from the basket on defense, I think UConn, when they're on defense, need to make sure that Edie is not catching very deep. And right. To do that, they've got to do their work early. They have to fight for position early and force Edie to catch the ball, 10, 12 feet from the basket as opposed to 5 feet from the basket. That extra right. time to stunt and recover, that extra time to, wall up and keep him out of the paint, I think can really really be effective for UConn. But if I'm UConn, I'm running my sets, and I'm trying to pick on Edie and get him guarding the ball on the perimeter as much as possible.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Last year, played a very athletic San Diego State team. I think the coaching just was superior in that game. They haven't lost a game since January 5th. That speaks kind of volumes about what UConn has. I just judge from the way you're talking, you kind of got UConn to win this game. You think it could be by more than 10, or you think it'll be closer?
It's funny. I don't know why in my head I have UConn by about 7 or 8.
Okay.
I do have a lot of respect for Purdue as a team, but I'm a Danny Hurley fan. I was a fan of his father. I've read a couple of his father's books. I love that Jersey City toughness that he brings. He brings that on his players. He coaches his players hard, and they respect that. And you see it in their play on the floor. And they're kind of a gritty, hard-nosed defensive team, but then they run great sets on offense. They run a very complex offense, a little bit of a European style offense. And most teams can't do both. You see these teams out there that run great offense, and then they're kind of lackadaisical on the defensive end. Or they're a tough, gritty offensive team, but then they can't throw it in the ocean on offense. When I watch Connecticut, I see a team that Danny Hurley challenges and players to play both sides of the ball. He wants two-way players. He wants them to be able to execute on offense, but you better defend and rebound.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's Devin Barta, the head coach at Coral Springs. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping by and breaking down tonight's game. As always, a first-class guy as you are, and I appreciate it. And we'll be getting going again for your summer ball pretty soon and trying to get that program back to state.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we're working hard. We're trying our best and going to get back after it. I really appreciate you having me on, Larry. Always a pleasure.
Good stuff. Devin Bartlett is the head coach at Coral Springs. We appreciate him stopping by and giving his opinion on tonight's finals, obviously. I know Danny Garcia and I think that UConn's going to win this game. They're just a better team. And right, Danny? You think they're a better team, you think?
I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, more well-coached. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday. Nick Carlisle from the Osceola website for Florida State. We break down the Seminoles after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.